This is a download from bbclearningenglish.com.
Clueless. I'm clueless. He's clueless. She's clueless. I mean, it's literally a clue less. That is, a clue in the sense of a piece of information or evidence used by police in solving a crime. That's where the word started years ago. And then it became a rather more general meaning. Any facts about solving a problem. In phrases like, you know, clues about the past. Have we got any clues about the past? And in archaeology exploration, for example. And then earlier there was a usage, an idiom, you know, I haven't got a clue. I've got no idea. I can't think what's happening. So it has this kind of informal sense, the word clue, which goes back quite a long time, meaning having no knowledge or understanding or ability. It's a much milder word, clueless, than stupid. Stupid is quite strong, isn't it? You're stupid is stronger than you're clueless. Clueless is more you're absent-minded, you're scatty. You could probably do it if you kept your mind on it. It's that kind of usage, isn't it? A much milder concept. The usage spread when it became the name of a 1995 film loosely based on Jane Austen's Emma. It was called Clueless. It's often intensified too. I'm totally clueless. I heard somebody say the other day, I'm totally clueless when it comes to grammar. Well, I'm not totally clueless when it comes to grammar. But I have to say, I am totally clueless when it comes to cooking. I can do toast, and that's about it.